Thank you. Thank you. And now the time has come to tear apart all my own broken words for spare parts, like an old broken machine. Dust travels light, silence stands out among noise. How many times can I stand up and still be stuck to the ground? If love is blind, is hate then all seeing? Growling barbarians, crawling out of their skins to do everything we've ever been denied by law and common decency. I've been going to the same theater show so often, I'm starting to feel more a part of the company than a member of the audience. They ask me if I'm happy, and I suppose I could say yes. More than I ever thought could exist. But isn't that all beside the point? Any imbecile who gets an ice cream cone or a pat on the head is happy. And for as long as it lasts. So maybe we can come closer to reality and truth and beauty without the burden of chasing happiness and mental health. All they have to do is push the right buttons, and automatically a happy, mentally healthy person rolls out of the upbringing machine. And Beth's bony hand caressed my hair and slipped inside my head and touched my thoughts. I could die tonight, and then I've been nothing but a child. And my body has known no fire but pain. Like a bad car, almost new, and still already ruined by poor working shit and incompetent driving. I should dumble as soon as I can find a better one. And anyway, what is the human body but an evolutionary leftover? And when they assume the ultimate machine will sense and deliver everything before you're even aware of it. And what's the difference?
This was a fact. individuals. Anyone who came up here would soon be dead. I still hear them whispering in the heart of the bones. What you think you're seeing can be for real. You've come to howl up into the mountains of fear. Too far away from home. Your mind is already losing the way. But I don't want to be home. Not even here, not anywhere. Suppose home isn't the place. It's a state of mind, a habit, a fortress to keep out the mountains. And that's why I'll never go back. I'm breathing lives of tea, and I know this is only the beginning. The snow-peaked mountains of fear are rising all around me, laughing down at me. Well, do you think you're dreaming with pleasure? But I can't stop. Against the light, through the frostbite, I stood far away from the village called city, one step higher into the mountains, up rivers, compressed snow, past holes, the rocks shining with bulging green from mirroring rainbows, ahead of me, behind me,
I'm sorry. Beautiful as ever. I really wish that I dressed up a little bit. And no regrets is what we said. We can't go back again, darling. Nobody said that it would last forever. That doesn't mean we didn't try to get there. I never said that we would die together. That doesn't mean it was a lie. Remember, nobody said that it would last. Head in my hands, cold coffee on the table. Wish you the best. I would if I was able.
Coffee in the morning.
It would be cool if it was.
She brings me the keys. I take her out to fancy restaurants. She takes the sadness out of me. I'll make her cards on her birthday. She makes me a better man. I take her home when she's thirsty. She takes me as I am.
I love it when her man wanders, and she loves it when I stay at home.
I know when she's lost, and she knows when I feel alone.
From all my years in Greece to the little things I do, everything is pointless without you. Dreams I'm chasing, oh, there's only one I choose. Everything is pointless without you.
I light the fire when it's colder. She lights up the room. I hope that she'll love me forever. She hopes I'll be back soon. I take her out to the movies. She takes away my pain. She is the start of everything, and I'll be there till the end. I love when she laughs for no reason, and her love's the reason I'm here. I know when she knows, and she knows when I'm feeling scared. From all the years and graces to the little things I do, everything is pointless without you. Of all the dreams I'm chasing, but there's only one I choose. Everything is pointless without you.
Right, if you know what, let me hear it, put.
A childhood dream that he simply could not miss, looking very well rested and really happy to be on stage.
Yes. Love to see that.
Love to see that. Lewis Capaldi from the Pyramid. And now, Lauren, for something completely different.
Well, this is it. It's a broad church, right? Because we've been enjoying Lewis Capaldi there at the Pyramid, behind us here at the park, Tanari Wen are just striking up their stirring desert blues. But right now, we're going to check out a punk supergroup, bunch of icons. If you haven't heard of Generation Sex, don't blame yourselves, because they are brand new. This is their Glastonbury debut. They are a collaboration between Billy Idol and Tony Jones of Generation X, and Steve Jones and Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols.
With a rebel yell, here they are.
Yeah. fast rock and roots train out of Memphis. Well, Liverpool, Johnny Rock's out round Paul's place. Seconds away as the river comes down. He plays the king in the ring for the crowd. Oh, King Kong. King Rocker. King Rocker. There's nobody shake from a hippo. Quarshy kids in leather take hammer. He always shot his guitar with acoustic. Go, Johnny, go, use your electric. Crazy man, crazy. King Rocker, King Rocker. King Rocker, roll, 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 let's go, King Cole. Rustle that beat, it's in the corner and the world catch. One more, Johnny's looking for. He's got a funny hit, got to even up the score. Some jive, Elvis took a dive, waiting for the town, more dead than alive. Round 6, 7, 8, 9. Red stuck the vibe with the man on 14. Fight right through to the last round. And for the man who's putting out the boss sound, well, he's his girl. King Rocker, King Rocker. Roll, 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 let's go. King Cole, King Cole, King Cole, King Cole. King Rocker, King Rocker.
Sex Pistols and Generation X together as Generation Sex, that's like double punk. You know, I'm not that hot on the social media apps, Clara, but Billy Idol is an excellent follow. His social media, as far as I can see, is basically just him taking his grandkids to gigs and them having an adorable time.
The dream granddad.
It's a strong follow. I'm just going to say it. Just going to leave it out there.
I'm going to get on that. Going to get on that. Right, as you said earlier, I mean, Glastonbury absolutely is a broad church. We give you range. And somebody that's helping us do that is Ogmios. Now, you may know him from his Zen School of Motoring. Typically seen driving around North London, talking us through life with his dulcet tones.
He's got a dash cam and a kind of mellow voiceover. It's quite a good chill wind down watch
exactly,
on the internet.
Exactly. And here he is just doing the same thing, but on Worthy Farm. Ogmios, thank you.
Welcome to Ogmios School of Zen Motoring On-Site Special. Watch out for heavy machinery, especially when you're just a little coarser. Oh look, he's lifting his load above me. Very good forklift etiquette. A log jam that won't scupper Og's plan will circumvent near this person's tent. Which way? That way. Thank you for your guidance. An e-unicycle. Nice. Don't spill your coffee. There are lots of ways to travel around site. Bicycle. Buggy. Steamroller. And my favorite, the tractor train. Choo-choo. Next stop, Ghost Town. If things get a bit too disturbing and the forklifts keep getting scarier, then head out to the stone circle and talk to someone who has all the answers to your burning questions. Wicker Man, how do I deepen my Zen motoring?
Uta the sacred ring of cars, Ogmios.
How do I get there?
Follow the bins.
Thank you. I will do that, Wicker Man. But first, a side quest. I need to nip to the compost loo, my favourite type of loo. Add a bit of sawdust and job done. Let's go. Look, the tractors are hauling more precious sawdust to the compost toilets. Good job, lads. Some more heroes here. I should check they're not being forced to be artistic against their will. Anyone need a lift? No, they seem happy. Ah, yes. The bins the Wicker Man spoke of. They are trying to tell me something. But I can't work out what. Hang on, I know that pigeon from Tottenham.
Hey.
Do you know about a ring of cars?
Yeah, take the next right.
Ah, nice one.
Take it easy, yeah?
Small world, with so much going on. Yes, here we are, at last. Carhenge. Let me clean the screen of your perception, my old friend. You have to go it alone from here. Godspeed. Godspeed.
There you go. Don't you feel more relaxed already? That was Ogmios from the Zen School of Motoring.
Feeling so zen and delighted because the gang is back together.
Hey. We've got
friends. Joe Wiley.
Here we go.
Here we go. Talk to us about your Glastonbury experience so far, because it seems to be overwhelming, to say the least.
It's been incredible. It's been great. I went and saw Ray earlier on today, who I know you've just spoken to, and the moment when she did Ice Cream Man was just really overwhelming, very powerful, and her speech when she talks to the audience, she's such an impressive woman. I
really
love that. That was one of my moments.
I went to see an artist who perhaps maybe you could call an understudy to Ray at the moment, Olivia Deem.
Love Olivia Deem.
She was on the Lonely Hearts stage, and I think she's the closest thing we've got to that kind of the edge of Amy or Adele. Do you know what I mean? With an incredibly powerful voice at exactly the same time. And then the Red Arrows went over the top as well. It was brilliant.
A moment.
Yes, I think she's actually going to be performing acoustically a little bit later on with us. So, I'm really looking forward to you guys at home seeing that.
That's going to be a proper treat.
I was on my way back from Fisherman's Friends when the Red Arrows went over as well. So it's been a day of contrast from Ray. Ray, Rick Astley and Fisherman's Friends. All of them absolutely fantastic.
It's a broad church.
That's it.
This is the thing. And we're in for the long haul. I mean, this is going to be a long old night with so much brilliant music. Guns N' Roses still to come.
Oh, yeah. Lizzo.
Yeah.
It's a tough pick across the headliners tonight. Guns N' Roses, Loyal Khaana over on West Holt.
So good.
And then Fatboy Slim right behind us here.
Yeah, it's a tough. Lana Del Rey.
You guys are most definitely spoiled. That
Jack, why not just enjoy it all on BBC iPlayer?
Hey, streaming live.
Well done.
I know, right? Should we have some more music now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Third world.
Okay, what about some old school roots reggae? These guys have returned to the festival. How long ago did they last play?
I think 1985.
Incredible. This is a band from Kingston, Jamaica, who make extraordinary music called Third World.
Make not you shook, make not you shook, make not you.